We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, a spoiler alert now for anyone who hasn't watched, but after 8 seasons of ice zombies, dragons, and palace intrigue, Game of Thrones wrapped up with last night's finale.
On our newsline, Jen Chaney, TV critic for New York Magazine. Well, Jen, there seems to be a split opinion about last night's final episode. Where do you fall there? Do you think it worked or it didn't work?
Well, I share a lot of the concerns that had started to be expressed during the final season just about how they were handling some of the character development. Even though these episodes were long, they only did 6 episodes this season as opposed to 10. And I would say certainly in the past 2 or 3 episodes, it felt a little bit rushed. But having accepted what had happened up to that point, I thought the finale was better than a lot of people are giving it credit for. It certainly kept my interest. I thought it was just a great acting showcase for Peter Dinklage, who plays Tyrion Lannister. I thought it was really well directed. So just from a craftsmanship level, and was I gripped and was I entertained, like, it satisfied me. And my expectations were not that high, so that probably helped too.
You mentioned how it seemed a little rushed. A water bottle spotted in last night's episode. There was the coffee cup a couple of weeks ago. I guess that's prime proof there.
Well, yeah, that's sloppiness is what that is. But my feeling is that the water bottle was a callback to the coffee cup, and it was just foreshadowing for what Tyrion said about wanting to provide clean water to the people of Westeros. So it was completely intentional, I'm certain.
If you had to pick one character who represented the best of the show, who would that be?
Oh, the best of the show. I mean, honestly, in a lot of ways, it was Tyrion, because, you know, he was often comic relief. He had a very, you know, immoral and bad side in certain ways, but he was trying to be a better person and ultimately emerged, certainly in the finale, as having more of a conscience than some of the people who were vying for the throne. So it felt right to me that he was so central to the last episode.
Jen, we're almost out of time, but do you think that they've set up this for some spinoffs? Do you think that's going to happen?
It's already in the works. They're already making prequels. One of them's already shooting. It's definitely going to happen.
Well, now, see, we didn't spoil anything for people who DVD'd the final episode. Jen Chaney, TV critic for New York Magazine. Thanks for coming on and playing along.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.